Matt Nathanson is a singer-songwriter from the San Francisco Bay Area who's usually on the road, often by himself or with a cello player. Well, today, he's here in support of his recent album, Some Mad Hope, once again an indie release with his full band. I asked him about playing with a band as his live solo shows seem pretty spontaneous.
Sometimes I'll do some solo acoustic stuff still, but it's more fun, the more dynamic.
Indeed, more fun.
Totally.
But you can make any show fun, and whether... There are elements of what you do, you're able to do in a solo show that you can't do with this? Or
No, it's the same. It's like, yeah. It's fun. Just to, you know, we can bust out into louder songs sometimes in the middle of sets, like into a Journey song or something.
Exactly.
Full,
exactly.
With solo, complete.
Speaking of which, are you happy with the new Van Halen? Is that?
I'm pretty psyched on it. Yeah. I'm going to two shows, a little worried because I watched a couple... David Lee Roth's having trouble with the kicks. I'm a little nervous he's going to bust a hip or something, but before he gets to my town.
Yeah. we should say that you are a noted Van Halen fan.
Oh, my gosh.
And I guess Journey, I don't know if you're a Journey fan, but that kind of era stuff is what you grew up with?
No, I grew up with it, and so it's sort of like indelibly marked on my brain. So it's like if I hear a song like a Iron Maiden song or a Poison song, I might start to cry. You know, I can be moved by others. There was like this, you know, there was a moment, all of a sudden I was educated probably in eighth grade by like Suzanne Vega and Sinead O'Connor. Like I started to realize that there was more to lyrics than...
You don't have to go all, you know...
I get a little embarrassed, but you know, I just tuck my mullet into my shirt and then I just blaze on.
He's mullet free today. The new album's called Some Mad Hope, and what do you want to do to start things off?
Car Crash.
Cool. Matt Nathanson is playing live for us today, and you almost couldn't really do this songs on this album without the band. I mean, there's so much power on the album.
That's good. Thanks. I mean, they just take on a little bit of a different shape when you play them solo.
Yeah.
It's still fun, but doesn't feel as nice.
But I'm sort of complimenting the album, too, which is just sounds really great. And
thanks.
Good work on it. Now, explain... You see it as an arc of a relationship in this, because there's a kind of seems to go up and down to me.
Yeah, that's definitely
which
the arc.
Is probably, yeah.
That's a crazy. It's more like a sound wave of a relationship. It's like the record's all about kind of the death of something that you thought you wanted, and the sort of the realization of what you actually want. And so it starts with Car Crash, which is kind of this intent song of like, I want to feel alive, I'm ready, and then it gets shaky, and then it kind of falls apart, and then it kind of sort of rides itself back up to a place of content, like, oh, okay, this is how it's done, you know?
And gee, the songs you're doing today, I mean, you're even doing Falling Apart.
Totally.
Now, do you end up having to live all this stuff, or do you kind of just think of universal things that everybody goes through?
Unfortunately, this record was lived.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. It's cool. You know, whatever. It's good. It's like a journal. I would have forgotten later in life.
And you can play this for yourself 10 years from now when you're going through it again.
Totally, because I know that it'll happen again.
Well, let's continue to actually one of the happier moments on this, which is Come On, Get Higher.
Yeah, perfect.
Drown me in love. I miss the sound of your voice.
Matt Nathanson live in the studio today on the Cafe, and that's Come On, Get Higher from the new one, Some Mad Hope. I'm probably not the first person to kind of intimate that's kind of your crash.
I love that song. It's just I've never written a song that even remotely touches sexy. So it's like, I'll take Crash. That's good. I love it.
Well, they're both in the same territory, that's for sure. Yeah, you're sort of associated with a couple of cities. You grew up in Boston, but you lived out in or areas, I should say. You spent a lot of time in California. You live in California now?
Yeah, San Francisco.
Now, which do you feel more related to?
I think I'm into San Francisco more. Every time I go back to Boston, though, I definitely like vibrate differently. You know, it's like that's my home for sure. But San Francisco is just like, I just dig it. I dig the outlook, and I dig the climate, and I dig the whole thing.
Well, there's so much of what you grew up listening to were these great bands. And where did the singer-songwriter end of it come in? Was it like you were talking about with...
It was definitely that like new folk movement of like Suzanne Vega, Tracy Chapman, the 10,000 Maniacs. I was like in eighth grade, and I started to... And the Indigo Girls. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that blew my mind. It was the ability for like... Without all the noise, there was like, it was the most potent way for the artist to get across what they were saying. And it just blew my mind. I remember thinking, you know, when my terrible bands, and I say that, like when like my hair metal bands would do like acoustic songs, I was always like, oh, that's so great. But I never really got it. And then I'd see like, and then I saw the Indigo Girls, and there was a thing called New Visions on VH1 at the time. And they had like Melissa Etheridge, Brave and Crazy had come out. And like I was watching, and my mind was being blown. It was mostly like the female, you know, new folk movement kind of blew my mind. Like that first Suzanne Vega record. And that was, I was like, oh, lyrics matter. Like, oh, I like that idea. Is good.
Well, and the other aspect of what you do, which is so different than so many performers today, and it's kind of the antithesis of whatever indie is nowadays, is you really make an effort to involve your audiences in what you do, which seems really natural, particularly if you're doing what you're talking about, being a guy sitting there playing. Does it frustrate you to watch people not do that?
No, sometimes I watch people... And I'm like, oh, maybe that's the way I should do it. You know, like they look so much cooler than I do, you know, but for me, it's all about, I don't really care about anything other than connecting and transcending like the moment. And the only way to do that is like through listening to the people you're playing with and then sort of like the cycle of energy between the people in the audience and the artist. It's like that to me is crucial. Without that, it's like, it's pretty hollow. It's a hollow thing. And so I really am drawn to that idea. And so when other bands do it and they sort of, sometimes I'm like, oh, that's the way I should look, go out there and look rock and wear like a suit and, you know, but it just doesn't fit my personality. So I think it would be a little bit off.
Matt Nathanson is our guest today. And who's playing in the band today? It sounds great.
Yeah, we've got Aaron Tapp, lives in Los Angeles. He's playing guitar and keys and singing beautifully. And then John Thomason is from Austin, Texas. He's playing the bass. And Nick Amoroso is from Los Angeles. And he is... hitting things very hard with his might. I love it.
So what's next?
This is a song called Falling Apart.
Maybe it's because I'm crazy, or maybe it's because I just can't honestly tell you what I want. It's never enough to stay still and hold you, to break loose and taste of you wild on my tongue. Am I no good to you now? Am I no good to you now? Oh, 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 we're spilling over. Oh, oh, we'll be right back.
Yeah, and that is Falling Apart from Matt Nathanson. That's another one from Some Mad Hope playing live for us today on the cafe. So, Matt, what's this thing about the milk cartons?
Oh, no. I don't know. There's some sort of... it's like high school contest for me to play the high school. And the vehicle
is
a milk carton. So they put my face on a bunch of milk cartons, which has always been a dream of mine.
I would think so. What does your mom think of it?
It's good. My mom gets nervous. She calls the police. And there's no dates underneath my photo, so I feel like we're in good shape. And essentially, people log on to milkrocks.com and get their calcium and get their rock on. It's crazy.
Interesting. You haven't done any of the concerts yet, though.
No, not yet.
So
I'm thinking about coming out dressed up as a big, like, one of those... lunchtime milk cartons.
That'd be perfect. Get somebody on that right away.
Totally. We're building it. We're building the perfect milk carton costume.
Well, I hope you win, whoever is drinking a lot of milk to do that. Does it have to, like, drink more milk?
Is that, no, I wonder if there's going to be, like, calcium deposits. Like, someone's just going to go crazy, and there's just going to be, their fingernails are going to be really long, and their bones are going to be, like, unbreakable. I love it. We're, like, building the perfect student.
If indeed, that's how it's done. anyway, what do you want to finish up with?
Finish up with a song called Still. This is it's a good song to go with.
I remember hearts that beat, yeah. I remember you and me, yeah, oh yeah. Tangled in hotel sheets. You wore me out.
Still can feel you kiss me.
Matt Nathanson with another one of the songs that kind of jumps off of Some Mad Hope, the new one, that one called Still. You played all my faves.
That's how connected we are. Well, I love it.
That's part of it. And I'm such a fan of kind of pop music and hooky things, and you're really good at doing that. And and you're a fan of that. So
that's right. Totally fun.
It's copacetic.
We're going to bust into a Monkees tune now.
Oh, hey, I'm going to be dancing.
I'm totally into it.
Which, well, I don't know if people want to watch that or not, but
thank God it's
radio. Matt, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Matt Nathanson, our guest, and we'll be back in a moment here in the World Cafe.